Right. Conversation tonight was about an ordinance about a hotel tax, adding a tax to your hotel visit here in the city of Aledo or an Airbnb or anything similar to that. And the council felt right now it wasn't the time to move forward with that, so it did not move forward.
So one of the motivations of looking at it is you wanted to maybe generate some revenue for tourism and things of that nature. Can you kind of speak to that a little bit?
Right. We've really been trying to move into the Tourism Act as much as we could to support the community, support the actions that are going on downtown and throughout all of our community. And we felt that hotel tax was one of those we could probably bring up. It's specific that money can only be spent towards tourism and attracting people. And we thought that was a great opportunity that if the council was in favor of it, that we would generate a small amount. I mean, we don't have a lot of rooms that are rented per year, but there was a calculation tonight. It might be $1,500, $2,000 a year. Well, that helps a little bit with tourism for us, but I guess we're going to put it on the back burner for now.
Well, and there was some concern, though, that stemmed from this conversation today about maybe there are some tough decisions that the council is going to have to make in the near future regarding budgeting and how much money is available, I guess.
Well, yeah, we go through this every year. Everybody has a wish list, and you know, you don't always get everything you ask for. So as we go through the budget, there's a few items that have to be cut, and we try to squeeze others in. And every time you can get more revenue for your community, the more projects you can perform. And you know, everybody wants a street done. Everybody wants their water and sewer perfect. And you know, we just want to do everything we can for everyone in the community. And you can't always do that with only so much money to work with.